And joining me in the studio, I got some special guests, Mark and Lynn Scotch. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing? Haven't seen you in a little while.
Great.
Yeah. Good. That's good. Now, why don't you? Now, people don't realize or recognize the name right off the bat. I think they would, though, if they've been listening to the show, as we've been following your trips, quite a few of your trips. But you're part of the Oregon Trail on if you're on the Facebook. Maybe you can, Mark or Lynn, talk about how this all started or what this is all about.
Well, it started about, I guess, 3 years
going
ago.
Going on four.
Going on four years. Already. We were heading down to Texas in February, and we just retired, going down there for the winter. Long story short, we stopped in a little town called Natchitoches, Louisiana, which is a cool little town. And I went to a brew pub, microbrewery, for dinner and have a beverage, and ran into a guy there that needed a kidney. And just through conversation, we started talking. And my sister-in-law had donated 12 years previous, so I know he could donate a kidney, but that's all I knew. So I said, heck, I'll give you one of mine. And this started this ball rolling about kidney donation.
Yeah. I suppose you were in a pub. Did you wake up the next morning and say, what did I just do?
Yeah. What did he slip me in that drink, man? He put something in there.
And, you know, this evolved because then you did your bike trips with awareness for the kidney donation, the live kidney donation. And then the last time I think we talked to you, you're on the Today Show. Right?
Yeah.
And that was kind of a surprise, wasn't it, Lynn?
Yes, it was. So we were out there the end of April. We had met with a producer in Louisiana a little bit earlier, and she shot a lot of footage there and interviewed us. And so they brought us out to New York City and gave us a list of questions. We're going to talk about this with Lynn. We're going to talk about this with Mark. And then the whole question thing flew out the window because they surprised us and they brought Hugh, who is the man that we met in Louisiana, and Cooper, who is my voucher recipient from Minneapolis. They brought them onto the set and surprised us, and so everything else flew out the window.
Yeah, that was so neat to see. You guys were really surprised.
Yes.
I mean, that wasn't fake or anything. That was just shocker,
It was unbelievable.
Cooper had been in the hospital because he's had a few setbacks, and we thought he was still in the hospital, so we were really rocked to see him. That was the first time we met him, actually.
Oh, neat. So do you have updates on the two recipients?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead with Cooper.
Cooper, as I said, has had some setbacks, but right now he's doing very well. He turned 3 in November and is finally learning what it's like to be an active, playful little 3-year-old boy.
Neat. And Hugh's doing...
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah. He's so happy because LSU is his big team in the women's basketball and the men's college baseball. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's on top of the world right now.
We're actually going to probably see him in about a month, actually.
Oh, you're heading down down that way again. Well, that is cool. So now, what do you guys have coming up?
Well, we're going to do another Oregon Trail bicycle ride. It's kind of our theme. We do that to create awareness and also to demonstrate that you can donate a kidney and live a normal life afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been riding bike for 3 years now on this Oregon Trail. And we're going to highlight Lynn's donation, which basically, through the NKR, she's the voucher program. Her kidney went to somebody in Illinois, so Cooper could get a kidney.
So you actually donated for Cooper, but your kidney wasn't a match, but he got on top of the list then? Is that how that works? Okay.
So that's how it works. The voucher program really allows you to double your gift. Mm-hmm. So your kidney goes to the best match on the wait list, which is really important for the recipient because... a better match will typically last longer, and they may be able to take fewer anti-rejection drugs, which they do need to take for the rest of their lives.
Oh, you do. Okay. So that is,
Yep.
That is so neat. So now, what's the ride going to entail?
Well, we're going to go from Plover to Madison, where Lynn and I both donated, and we're going to try and create media attention, awareness along the way. So Madison, and then we're going to go to Milwaukee because there's two NKR hospitals there, Frederick and Aurora. And then we're going to head down to Chicago, which is 3 in the Chicago area, and try and do things with all these hospitals and create awareness. And then we're going to go west to Iowa, maybe Davenport, I think it is, and then head straight north to Rochester Mayo, which is another NKR hospital. Mm-hmm. And we're going to end up in Minneapolis with Cooper and the young gal that actually donated a kidney altruistically, just put it in the pool, and her kidney was the one that actually Cooper got.
Okay.
And she lives just down the road from them. And they didn't even know, she didn't know anything about Cooper. It was a surprise to her. So Lynn is going to be there, the actual voucher donor and the actual
What a small world.
And, yeah. And,
wow.
And we've never met her, so that's going to be cool.
Well, that is cool. I don't know how you find all this out, but man, have you thought this out? This is a lot of miles again.
This one's actually going to be less than, it's going to be like 1,300 or 1,400 miles or something like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little bit shorter. It's probably going to be a little over 3 weeks versus a month.
Okay, wow. Well, that's great. And all this is to give awareness to being, you could be a live donor.
Right.
So before I let you go, explain how people can do that.
Well, there's markscotch.com, which is our Oregon Trail website, mm-hmm. and National Kidney Registry is nkr.org. And that allows somebody to, that's if curious, to learn more. Or people say, well, what do? Do you ask people to become donors? No. We just say, look, if you're interested, look into the evaluation process. You can't make any decision until you're evaluated. You almost have to be in perfect health to become mm-hmm. a donor. If you are, then you can move forward to make a decision. If you do become a donor, you'll be given priority on the NKR list if you should ever need a kidney. But in the 7,500 they've done in the past 15 years, no one's ever needed a kidney.
Okay. Now, a question I guess I didn't ask before. Does this cost the donor anything?
No, it's all covered on the recipient's insurance, which is typically Medicare for this, for kidney, for renal failure.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about the cost of going into the hospital or anything?
No. They reimburse for mileage. You can get some wages, lost wages reimbursed. It's all on the NCARE website if you're curious.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible. Well, thank you guys for everything you're doing. This is so great. When you go on that trip, though, you'll have to give us some calls.
Yes.
So we can find out where you're going. And you say a normal life, where after you donate a kidney, I don't know about biking 2,000 miles. This is all that normal.
I live a normal life.
Yeah, you do. But congratulations on all that. And boy, just this has started from bar. To what you guys are doing now. Yep. So that is so great. So thank you for everything you've done with that. We appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we've got your Weather Channel forecast coming up. More music on the way, too. Good morning.